Hey babe, welcome back to the channel. Today, I'm going to talk about the importance of your words. The more that you are staying stuck complaining about the same situation, the more that you are actually affirming that same thing to keep happening. The one thing I want you to understand is that it doesn't really matter what is actually happening, what is actually true. It only matters what you believe. And the more that you continue to complain about things and affirm these things, the more that you reinforce the belief that you are not worthy, you don't get to live your best life, life is hard, money is hard to earn, whatever limitation that you're continuously reinforcing with your words is going to continue to feed into that deep-rooted core belief that you are not worthy, or that you can't be happy, or that you don't deserve it. And that is overall just not going to accomplish anything for you. There's so many people I see continuously complaining, whether it be about their ex-boyfriend or their job or their friends or their current boyfriend or girlfriend or wife or husband or kids or mom, parents, whatever. Complaining about these people consistently and saying, oh, well, they're just selfish and they're crazy and how dare they, and they're just jealous and this and that. Do you realize that the more you talk about it, the worse it's gonna get for you? I don't know if this is something that maybe no one's ever told you before, or maybe you're just not, it's not clicking in your head, but when someone does something to you, that is a reflection of you. That is a reflection of something that you did to attract that. Now, I know that's really hard to hear, because not everything that happens to us is positive. So we think, oh, well, the positive things that happened to me, yes, I attracted that. But then the negative things, oh, I'm just a victim, like blah, blah, blah. How can you sit here and only say that you attract the good things into your life, or that you earned the success in your life, but you won't say the same thing for the bad things? Now, I'm not saying that it's your fault. I'm not saying that there's something wrong with you. I'm saying that there is a certain level of accountability that you need to take, and that is for your words. Your words have so much freaking power. And if you sit here using your words, using your energy to literally cast a curse on yourself continuously all day, every day, this is not some like woo-woo magic stuff. It's simple. It's very, very simple. If you are speaking things that are not what you want, it doesn't matter. They're still gonna happen. Have you ever found yourself like thinking of some worst case scenario, and then you're like, oh, I just know he's gonna cheat, or I just know this is gonna happen, or I just know, I just feel it, and then it happens, and you think that you're some like psychic, but when really, you just manifested it. It's not that you're predicting the future, you're creating it through your words and through your actions. So I don't know who needs to hear this today, but close your mouth, clear your mind, and start intentionally speaking the things you actually want into existence. Because the more you sit here complaining and saying, oh, they're so terrible, this and that, the more it's actually gonna keep happening. So there's this girl I met last week. I'm not gonna give her name, obviously, but let's call her Stacy. So Stacy, I had just met this woman, and within like 30 minutes of us getting to know each other, she was already talking about her ex-boyfriend. And keep in mind, she was talking about him in a negative light. Like, she was bringing up everything that he did to her and how he like was so controlling and wouldn't let her go out anywhere, and he would always like talk down on her and how terrible he is, and he's so annoying, and he keeps calling her, and when she doesn't answer his phone calls, there he gets mad and he gets possessive. And I'm like, wait, aren't you guys broken up? She's like, yeah. Then why are you still speaking on the phone? Like, it's not like it was a amicable breakup where they're just like, oh, we're not suited to each other, let's let it go. No, you're telling me that this man was literally like the devil in your life and did all these bad things to you, yet you dated him for so long, and even now that you're broken up, you're still taking his phone calls? you're still interacting with him, you're still looking at his Instagram story. This is the kind of toxic behavior and language that is going to not help you. It's not going to help you. So in that kind of situation, that's where I don't feel bad for you anymore, because you are sitting here manifesting the same thing over and over again. Not only with your actions are you staying in a situation that is not aligned, now you're like responding and continuing to entertain conversations with the person that you hate or that is so terrible. And on top of that, you are sitting here speaking out more of the same thing to me. And now you're manifesting more of that. Because then what is the next move? Oh, since that guy was a terrible man to me, now I'm going to assume that all men are terrible. And so you develop this kind of aura where you are presenting yourself in the world as someone who doesn't trust men or someone who doesn't trust other people. And even if you meet someone new that may be a perfect match for you, maybe healthy and great, that aura, that energy, it's not going to allow you a healthy relationship. You will self-sabotage it in some way. Now, behavior is harder to change, right? But your words, that's the easiest thing you can do. So maybe she was in a toxic relationship. For whatever reason, she was not able to leave him sooner. So first and foremost, I already know that there is some kind of self-worthiness issue going on there. Because for a woman to stay willingly in a relationship, she's not being held hostage, she's not being physically abused, it's words and, you know, negative energy, but she's willingly staying in that kind of situation. It's not that it's her fault, but there's something that's not clicking with her confidence, with her self-worthiness, some trauma that she needs to heal, because that is just a manifestation of what's going on inside her head. Because a healthy woman that is confident, that has done her inner work, that is supported, divinely supported, will not tolerate any form of abuse, verbally, physically, emotionally, mentally, nothing. She will not even like be in a situation where that could even happen to her, because she can energetically read people. And so the girl Stacy that we're calling her, she clearly needs some time to work on her intuition, to work on her self-worth. But what does she do? She ends this relationship. What feels like, oh my gosh, finally she's out of the relationship, now she can be happy. No, because guess what? The relationship wasn't the problem. The man wasn't the problem. It's you. It's you, it's your language, it's your core beliefs, and it's your behaviors. That is what creates your reality. As much as you can say you didn't choose to have someone disrespect you, you did choose to stay. Everything that happened before, you chose that behavior. And so when then that thing happens, it's so easy to look outwards and blame others for their actions, when really it's us. And so this is your reminder that you need to look inward. You need to figure out what the heck is going on in your mind and how you can, with intention, manifest better things. Because it's not anybody else's fault. No one owes you respect. No one owes you anything, really. You owe yourself respect. You owe yourself love. And you owe yourself the power to select people that are able to be in your life and not allow yourself to get taken advantage of. So again, this isn't to victim blame or say that it's her fault that he treated her poorly. Absolutely not. And I bet that she was also not the nicest to him, right? Because in toxic relationships, it's both parties. Both parties are contributing to it. It's not just one person and then one person is innocent. Like, there's typically some kind of energetic exchange that is not ideal, but nevertheless, it's nobody's fault. Nobody's blaming you for the situations that you've been in. Nobody's blaming you for your current situation. Nobody's blaming you. It's not your fault. But it is your responsibility to be aware of what is happening and then choose better. Okay, choose better words, choose better thoughts. At minimum, if you can't control what you're thinking, don't speak on it, right? Like, even if your mind is like, oh, thinking all these negative thoughts and limiting beliefs, and you can feel that it's like not where you want to be thinking, but you can't control it, at least try to speak differently. So that's what affirmations are for. You're thinking something negative, you affirm what you actually want over and over and over again until your words are more powerful than that thought. So if I get a thought that, oh, like for example, in my business, right? I think, oh, it's not worth it. Like, it's not growing fast enough. I'm not making enough money. This isn't helping anyone. I'm not growing fast enough. Am I even worth it? Like, can I even succeed? In that moment, I catch myself right away and I say, no, that's not true. I believe in manifestation. It's worked for me before. And I believe in the message that I'm giving. I believe in my business. I love what I'm doing. I deserve to be divinely compensated. I deserve to live my best life. And I know that the more energy I put into it, the better it's gonna get. And there's nothing holding me back. You know, I'm healthy, I'm wealthy, I'm good, I'm happy. Everything is well. Everything always works out for me. And through that affirmation and through vocalizing what you actually want, it really does help shift your mindset and it really does help shift your thoughts. So for Stacy, instead of coming to me and saying, oh, like he's so terrible, like why do men do this? Why are men so trash? You can't trust a man. Instead of going and then manifesting more of the same toxic relationship, be silent and say, I'm ready for a better relationship. I'm ready to meet someone who's different than the people that I've met before. I'm ready to actually feel safe in a relationship. Even if you don't believe that you can have it or that it's there, you can affirm that you are ready and that you are open for it and use your words for good. Don't use them to curse yourself, right? Don't use them to like bring yourself down. Use your words for your benefit because that is the one thing you can control. That is the one thing you can't control. You may not be able to always control your thoughts. You may not be able to always control the way you act, but you can control your words. You can definitely control your words. So that's something that I'm going to challenge you to do and start focusing on speaking better things. And when you catch yourself complaining about anything today, like stop yourself in the moment and affirm your best case scenario. So if you're driving on the road and you find yourself thinking, oh, so much traffic, nope, you're going to automatically say, no, I get to arrive at my destination safely and efficiently. I get to drive smoothly. I don't have to stress about traffic because I'm gonna get to where I'm going at the perfect time, at the exact perfect time. And in that moment, that should be able to kind of calm you down enough to then change the subject. Because think about it like this. If you're thinking, oh, there's so much traffic, you're priming yourself for negativity. Because when you complain about one thing, more things are gonna come up for you to complain about. So if you're saying, oh, there's so much traffic, the traffic's probably gonna get worse. You're probably gonna also get red lights. You're probably gonna also get people cutting you off because your energy manifests. So when you're like, oh, traffic sucks, you put yourself in that state of low vibration. And in that moment, the universe is like, okay, babe, whatever you want. That's what you want. I got you. Or God or whatever you wanna call it. And then you're going to have more things to complain about because that's what God thinks you want. You communicate to the universe through your speech, through your thoughts, through your energy. Okay, and your energy, you can manipulate your energy. That's the best thing. That's why it's so important to have a consistent affirmations, consistent journaling practice, consistent high vibration practice. Whatever methods you use, whether you like affirmations, meditation, journaling, visualization, exercise, watching funny movies, whatever raises your vibration to the point where you're able to then speak better things and think better things, that's what's going to manifest better stuff for you. Not sitting here and complaining and saying, oh, I deserve better than this. I deserve better than this. This is bad. This is below me. Like, no. Yeah, you do deserve better, but say it from a point of growth, not from a point of complaint. Because when you're complaining, that negative energy that you're putting out into the world, it's gonna get reciprocated back to you. Because that's what the universe thinks you want. So communicate to the universe what you actually want and stand by that, knowing that that will manifest better things for you. And in the meantime, if you feel like you're having a lot of trouble with this and you feel like you need more guidance, I invite you to join the Rewired Play Shop. This is exactly what I teach. I teach reprogramming the limiting beliefs, creating your new version of you blueprint, and actually aligning your energy, your actions with that. So I teach the process in a course format. And of course, you can always reach out to me with any questions, and you always have the option to book a one-on-one session with me. I also have, by the way, I wanted to announce the Divinely Compensated course. If you sign up before April for the Divinely Compensated course, you will receive a free one-on-one session. Keep in mind, these one-on-one sessions are not cheap, so the fact that you're able to get the course and also get a free session, like, that's a huge, huge discount. That's a huge bonus. So if you are kind of at the point where you want to monetize online, maybe you're tired of your 9-to-5 job, or you want to start your own business and you want to be able to earn money through social media, through your own website, etc., etc., that course is for you. That is the course, because in the Divinely Compensated course, I teach you exactly how I set up my online business, and not only the physical work I did, but also the energetic work that I did, like journal prompts, alchemy, all that fun stuff. So if you want to start your business, that is the course for you. And for a limited time, you will get a free one-on-one session. Now, I suggest that if you do sign up before April and you have your free session, I highly suggest that you go through the course first before you book a session, because that way you'll be able to learn everything that I've already put there for you and then try to implement what you can implement. And then if you get stuck at a certain point or you need like extra motivation or extra guidance, then you reach out to me. Okay, because if you book the session before you start the course, then maybe you ask me questions that are already answered in the course, and then it's almost like wasting it, right? So sign up before April, receive your session, take the course, and then book the session. I'm telling you, like, you will be monetized and you'll be earning income within a couple months. Like, if you follow the steps that I give you, that's how long it took me. It just took me a couple of months. Actually, not even, babe. Not even. I made my first sale the first month that I launched my business. Like, not even a full 30 days went by before I made my first sale, now that I'm thinking about it. So yeah, if you commit to this process, like, you will be earning money online, and before you know it, you may be able to quit your 9-to-5 job and do this full time. So anyways, with that being said, don't forget, your words hold power. Don't just speak just to speak. Okay, understand that every single thing that you say, you are speaking something into existence. You are manifesting it. So even if you feel like something's gonna happen, or you feel like, change it. You have the power to change the future, and you have the power to change your outcomes, okay? So I hope you enjoyed this video. Feel free to go binge watch the rest of my videos. I love talking about mindset, money, manifestation, all that fun stuff. Also, let me know in the comments if you have any requests for videos or any success stories in your life about manifestation. I would love to hear it, so let me know. I love you, and I'll see you in the next video. Bye, babe. Mwah.